Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I think Draymond would be the perfect one to guard Cooper Kupp. I believe Draymond will make Cooper Kupp have a bad game. Because
Flag.
Draymond is... Cooper, I'm sorry. I always say get the cup. Flag.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Cooper Kupp was a bad boy.
I don't think Draymond Green could guard Cooper Kupp.
I don't think he could
love
either.
Love you smooth.
Cooper Kupp might put him in the basket.
You know, here's one thing. Like, you know, I'm sure there's a small amount of listeners out there that'll be like, see, Smoothie doesn't even know what he's talking about. He doesn't even know Cooper Kupp. Of course he does. Of course he knows the difference between Cooper Kupp and Cooper Flagg. Give guy a break. I blame Risotto. Why would you do that to him?
He's one of our favorites.
Exactly.
And it's almost Christmas.
He's a good caller, too. One of our better callers for sure. While Draymond Green was headed to the locker room on Monday, you know, Steph Curry was in that huddle, obviously.
Oh, and, I saw him. He's kind of hanging out.
Yeah, and Tim Hardaway is one of the greatest Warriors of all time, going to the Hall of Fame. And listen to what Tim Hardaway said about what he thought of the entire situation and what he was thinking.
Steph should have been the one standing up in that huddle, not somebody else. Steph should have been like, yo, Dre, man, yo, that's enough, man. Come on, man. Hey, let's get back into it, man. Let it go. Let it go. Leave it alone. That's what Steph, don't be sitting down there catching your breath, thinking, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. Here we go again. So, yeah, I mean, Steph isn't that type of person, but we don't know what he said in the back after the game.
All right, so Tim Hardaway saying that Steph should have been the one to calm Draymond down, not Moses Moody, although I was impressed with what Moses Moody did, and it says something about Moody's status on the team, I think, actually, that, you know, if he could do that and he's got enough respect that Draymond didn't kind of go at him, which can sometimes happen in the heat of the moment, but I mean, this one I'm kind of on Curry's side. Like, Steph Curry has learned long ago that, and he's always been this way, he stays out of things that really aren't his business. And I know that's a fine line for a quote-unquote leader to walk, but after 15 years of Draymond Green, I think Steph's, all he's got left is, here we go again, and there's not a lot I can do about it.
But this is where I do agree with Hardaway, and you brought him up, because The reason why it's a bad look is because Moses Moody did it. If Steph had just been hanging out and there wasn't anybody in the huddle and it was just Draymond and Kerr yelling at each other and Draymond gets up and excuses himself and everyone goes on about their business, that's one thing. But you got a 23-year-old that's willing to play mediator, that's trying to play peacemaker, and you're the franchise. I mean, that's where I can see people looking at that situation like Tim Hardaway is and saying that's a bad look. Like, Moses Moody's the guy who's trying to help out Draymond and Kerr and defuse the situation. And you could also argue that, hey, you know, Steph has seen it a million times, so he knows exactly what's going to happen. This isn't a big deal. We're going to go on about our business. But Moses has also seen a couple Draymond blowups.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that Moses Moody feels comfortable enough now in his fifth season to step in and try and do something about it, that tells me a lot about him. So it's not something where I'm looking at Curry and saying, this is why you're not a leader, or this is, you know, this takes away from who you are. But I think it absolutely, it gives me a lot of confidence in Moses that he's got a growing voice in that locker room. And I think that's pretty cool for a guy who's his age and someone that obviously a lot of people respect.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, because I think there probably could have been other players that if they tried to do what Moody did, Draymond might have been, get out of here. You know what I mean?
Like if
Pods.
Podziemski tried to step in.
Yeah, I was thinking Pods or somebody like that, or, you know, lesser, well, Moody and he are the same, but Moody, obviously Draymond's got some kind of respect for Moody because he didn't refocus his attention to Moody when he was in the middle of it. The one thing it does, though, is it does play into the narrative that Draymond, like Steph's just kind of okay with everything that Draymond does or doesn't want to be a part of putting his foot into it. And, I mean, even after the game, he was asked about it. He said, it's not for me to talk about. Ask those other two guys. Well, which is a professional thing to say, for sure. But I think Draymond, like, we have talked a lot about Curry and Draymond's relationship on and off the court and how much they need each other and one means for the other and all that kind of stuff. I just think Steph, a long time ago, came to terms with he's not going to be the guy that can steer Draymond. He just can't. He's seen it all. And the way Curry is, he knows that Draymond is Draymond, regardless of Steph's impact on him or not.
I'll take it a step further, though. Does that make you feel like all these decisions that are going to come up in a month about who to trade, who not, like, Draymond's not going anywhere. It's because of a reaction like Curry to that, which is, that's Draymond. That's who he is. He's a warrior, and he's going to be here. Because I'm completely fine with all of his actions, both good and bad.
I mean, I'll just tell you that, I mean, we've talked about this since 2020 about, or even before that, what kind of clout Steph has on the organization and specifically with Draymond. And I'm just telling you right now, if the Warriors somehow had a trade out there that they liked for Draymond Green and the idea they wouldn't do it because of Steph, I think we're long past that. Like, I don't think that's the case anymore. I really don't. Like, I don't think Steph says to Mike Dunleavy, don't trade Draymond. I'll be unhappy. Like, I think Curry knows where they're at right now.
Yeah, but Curry, he's because of that reaction, I think it's the same reason why he's not a superstar that's going to pound the table and say, go get somebody.
Right.
Or go make a trade. Get me help. This isn't working. You got to do better. Steph Curry he's a softer personality. It's one of the reasons that I think he's great is because anybody can play with him for that reason. Anybody, right, no matter what size ego you have, can play alongside Curry because he's the alpha without having to say it. And you can go mouth off to the coach. Hell, you can hit a teammate. You can do anything under the sun, and he, as long as you're able to help him win basketball games, he's cool with it. But I also understand where a lot of people might come down his road for that and say, you're just allowing this to happen. You know, you've allowed all of these transgressions to take place, and you've kind of just condoned the behavior for the better part of 15 years. You know, again, it's a two-edged sword. It's just like Draymond, without all the baggage, obviously. Right. But, yeah, Steph Curry's not the get-in-your-face, egotistical, GM-type leader. That's just not who he is.
Yeah. Let's go to Al. Al's in San Francisco. What's up, Al? How you doing, man?
Yeah, Steph Curry's not the get-in-your-face, egotistical.
Turn your radio down, Al.
Yeah, I don't like hearing myself that much.
All right, let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Al, get in the game. Christian is in Fairfield. What's up, Christian?
Hey, fellas. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
Yo.
Evan, tic-tac-toe. I like that. I forgot who was when that passed, and you used the car. I listened on the radio. That was beautiful. You did a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Christian.
And it was dope that Moody congratulated you on the post game. I think Moody's stepping up as a leader in this locker room after what we've seen, too.
Yeah, now we get to the real reason why I like him.
Wait, what did he do?
Yes, sir.
Well, go ahead, Christian. So, I'll get to it after.
I'll tell you later.
And so with the Draymond and the Steph, I think that moment was Steiny, you've been on point the last 2 days, but I think it's a little deeper. I think their Kerr figured out. Because if with the rotations he's been flipping, he's been sitting the turnover guys. Kuminga with 3 turnovers, Buddy turning the ball over. And usually he'll let you play through that, like if Buddy was hitting 3s, like he'll let Draymond play through it, like he let Steph play through it if they're playing well. And I think over the past couple of weeks, he's realized, all right, out of respect, I'm going to let Draymond try to figure it out. And he hasn't. And right there when he called the timeout, he was telling about himself. And I think it hit Draymond deeper than just, I'm losing it. I think Draymond's realizing that he's the problem. And Steph knows basketball. I think he realized that he's the problem with what's going on the court. So I think Steph fell back so he can let Kerr and Draymond figure it out. And I think we're going to see more Moody at the power forward, because last year when they were 23-8, that's where he was playing. And Post has been playing good on defense. Like Smoothie said, offense has been shaky, but his defense has been great. So I think that's what we're going to see, a lesser role in Draymond, and fall back and let Kerr finish figuring this out. And the turnovers won't be a problem, and they're playing faster.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Hey, Christian, who would be the fifth guy for you if you move Moody to the four?
Post. I'd go Post, Moody, Steph, Jimmy, and I'd switch it. It might be Richard. It might be Melton. I keep Pods on his role that he is because he's playing out of this earth. People are hating on him. He's shooting 40% from 3. All his numbers is up. I wouldn't start Pods. Let him come in and keep doing what he's doing. Don't change his role because he's comfortable right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It would be between Richard. It'd be one of the defensive guys at the two.
I like it.
All right.
I like it. Yeah, I'm kind of with him. I think, you know, Richard is, he's not going to score 20 points every game like he did against Phoenix. He's his production is kind of dependent on the other guys on the floor, but you always get the same level of effort with him. You know, and I think Melton's shot, he's not going to shoot 17% from 3 the whole season. He's got to be better than that, but I'm kind of with him. I think it's between one of those two guys, and then you just see if Draymond, you know, maybe he helps kind of facilitate the second unit with Pajemski, and he plays a little bit with Butler on the back end of that first and third quarter rotation when Jimmy's in with the second unit. And maybe you just try and put the clamps on guys because Draymond can still absolutely defend at a high level.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed in the city, by the way. The one thing that we talked about a little bit was, you know, the guy who I think, if I'm going to move Draymond to coming off the bench, the guy who ideally would start would be Kuminga, but I don't think Kerr's going there.
You got to give up on that.
I will. So here would be my number two. I think I might start Santos with Santos and another big, because I was thinking about Santos starting in place of Draymond Green. What do you get and what do you lose those first 6 minutes of the game? Like, in a weird kind of way, they're both shooting about the same from 3. I don't mind Santos taking a couple open ones. And defensively, he's not as good as Draymond Green, but what would you really lose? Here's the one thing you wouldn't lose, energy. You would be coming into a game with Santos's energy. And I get it, Santos is a role player, but so's Draymond right now. So that if it's not going to be Kuminga, I would actually think about Santos, knowing that, yes, he's a role player, but he might fit with that lineup with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, to start the game. Well, so what, is he playing 20 minutes?
No.
Like, he's still playing.
I almost feel like, when does Draymond get subbed out for?
Well, it's...
I know.
It's been changing a lot lately.
Right.
I don't know. I think he usually plays the first like 6 or 7 minutes of the first. You know, it's what you're giving Gui Santos a 6 minute stint.
Five to start, maybe 4 or 5.
I wouldn't hate it. I mean, you're definitely worse defensively, but maybe you get a couple of extra opportunities the other way because Santos has been that sort of player.
Like he's, I guess, Draymond would be considered a better passer, obviously, than Santos, but I think Santos knows what he's doing out there.
You're not going to GP2?
No. No, he's a specialist for me now.
Well, so is Draymond.
Well, that's a problem.
But, so what Chris was talking about, one of the reasons why I'm a massive Moses Moody fan right now is, after the game, you know, there's a player that heads over to the scorer's table, they put the headset on, and usually Tim and Tom will talk to him, but I got to do the interview. I honestly completely forgot about it at the end of the game. So RC gets in my ear and says, you know, just riff for, 2-3 minutes, and you'll see someone that's going to go right down there. And I see Moses walking over with Brett, who works in PR for the Warriors. And I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure Brett must have told Moses that it was the first basketball game, NBA game, that I was calling on the radio. Because one of the first things that Moses said was, congratulations, I hear this is your first game. And that completely caught me off guard. So I think Brett did tell him, but Moses obviously didn't have to say that. And that was very nice of him.
We get the sound on that?
We'll get it. I'll get it.
No, he was great, man.
I really like him.
He also had a good game.
Yeah, I really like Moody. He's a grown up.
Part of me was thinking after all that is, you know, because you don't know who you're going to get to interview. It's one person goes to TV, the other goes to radio. And I was thinking, please don't give me Draymond Green tonight. Please don't give me Draymond.
I'm wondering, if Brett said to Moody, yeah, this guy is his first game ever doing basketball. Like, I wonder if Moody might have thought you were kind of like a make-a-wish kid.
Yeah. He probably said, hey, this is his first game, so any of these dumb questions he asks you, just give him a pass.
Yeah. Anyway, well done the other night, by the way.
Thanks. Yeah. Want to know.
That's true. That's true. They got you got a higher winning percentage than the Warriors. So, I opened up the San Jose Mercury News. This is just a little sidebar.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Put up the San Jose Mercury News today on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Where else?
And there was a story there. We know the Dallas Mavericks are coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, Christmas Day, 2 o'clock.
I saw a headline that said the Warriors should bring back Klay Thompson.
What?
The Warriors should bring back Klay Thompson. Now, I didn't...
Well, he's going to be back at Chase Center tomorrow.
Right, but... And I didn't read the article, but apparently Dieter Kurtenbach is saying maybe the Warriors should bring Klay back. Did you read it?
I didn't have to.
Well, you read something about feeding the soul, right?
Oh, yeah, that was one of the... So, were you ever a columnist?
Nah, not really.
Like, how often did you get to opine in your paper?
Once in a while.
Okay, so I'm imagining that...
Back in the day, it used to be like you knew if it was a story or a column.
Yeah, so when you have a chance to say what you think...
Right.
You try and dress it up a little bit and you try and have some clever lines. Like probably Marcus Thompson's the best at that. He's always... Like, I feel like sometimes I'm reading poetry when Marcus is writing his stories. But I guess the reasoning for trading for Klay in a month was... This team isn't going anywhere, essentially, and you might as well just bring back the captain of a sinking ship and feed the soul. That was the argument, from what I could tell.
If Klay Thompson is acquired by the Warriors to be a functional player, not that he's not. I'm not saying that.
Well, he's not.
There's two situations. One is... You go sign Klay Thompson when he's a free agent and he plays one more year here. But there's no substantive thing that I... Like, you got to be kidding me, right? I mean, you got to be kidding me. If the Warriors acquired Klay Thompson...
Are you serious?
...for Buddy Hield, let's just say. I mean, I think they'd be kind of the laughingstock of the league. I mean, what would they be doing? What would, like, they can't do, like, they almost, they can't do that. It would be such a blatant concession.
If Draymond goes to the bench, you need a starter. Sonny, do you know what he's averaging this season? Klay Thompson?
14.
11. He's shooting 37% from the floor, 35 from three. Both of which would be...
45 from three?
No.
Oh.
35.
Okay.
Those would both be career lows. And he's only shooting 71% at the free throw line.
I bet he's taking 7 free throws this year. Come on. There's no way he's getting to the line. He never did.
But when he did...
If he's 7 for 10, cut him a break. 90%
of them. I mean, what are we talking about?
How many is he taking?
Klay Thompson might retire at the end of this season.
Does he have one more year?
Yeah, which is why he won't retire. But after this contract, he's a vet min player. That's when the Warriors might go out and say,
right, exactly.
Hey, do you want to come back for a final season? Draymond, Curry, maybe they're still here. Maybe, I don't know at what point you'd go and get Clay. I think Draymond, after this contract, too, is probably moving into vet min territory. Do you want to come back with Draymond, have the big three back together for one last season? You'll play a little bit, but really it's just about getting you guys on the same page in a place that you deserve to be as four-time champs. That, to me, is when you bring back Klay Thompson. 2025 or 2026, that's a joke. Like, seriously, I love Klay Thompson. He was my favorite Warrior when I was younger. He has no place on this team right now. And he's having fun in Dallas. He's got his girlfriend, him and Meg Thee Stallion. They look like a wonderful couple. He named a boat after her. They probably got some, you know, a bunch of stuff going on off the court. Like, just let him enjoy his life. Don't do that.
Yeah, they
don't do that.
They won't.
They better not.
No, they won't. They won't. Risotto, you got that?
Moses Moody joining us now. Evan Giddings with you, Moses. And first of all, congratulations on the victory. Well, I know that last week, of course, the three losses, not necessarily what you were looking for, but what do you think has been the difference now over these last two, especially with the comfortable win for you tonight with Orlando?
Well, first off, congratulations to you, too. I hear this you got the shot.
He didn't know a lot of details.
Well,
but he had the gist of it.
You got the shot.
I did get the shot. He was right about that.
Moody.
That's my guy.
Is he your favorite now?
Oh, yeah. See, but this is one thing that I was thinking about this too afterwards. So, you know, in 5 or 10 years, I don't know what's going to happen, but Moses Moody's going to go on and have a successful career. He's going to play for a while, no matter whether it's in Golden State or somewhere else. He's just going to play. And at some point, I hope that our paths cross again in 5 or 10 years so that I can thank him in person. And then look forward to him not remembering at all what I'm talking about.
Of course not.
Because I'm going to remember forever. But for him, he's just like, yeah, I mean, we didn't actually talk face-to-face. We're over a headset. He doesn't even know where I'm standing.
It's so funny because over the years, a million times, like, we'll want to get a guest on or something. Or, hey, we got Matt Barnes on. Or we got Larry Hughes, any old Warrior. And somebody would be like, well, Steiny, will they know you? And I'll be like, not really. Like, they forget so easy.
Well, even B. Diddy, you got him a birthday card.
But see, you know what's funny is if he heard my name, I don't think he would recognize it. But if I saw him, he'd be like, "Oh, that's the dude who covered us during We Believe."
I don't know. Some players remember. I mean, I think Jimmy Butler, like Nick Friedell, he covered him in Chicago.
That's still going on, though. Like, I haven't...
That's true.
...talked to Larry Hughes in about... No, we saw him in Vegas about 4 years ago. Whoop. Anyway. All right. I want to go... We're going to get into the Niners probably at 11:48 today. Evan's got a proclamation to make about the 49ers, and apparently you're not going to like it. I want to spend the next segment going back 2 years to something that somebody said. And see how it's playing out right now, if we still believe it. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Christmas Eve, everybody. We're in a good mood. If you want to call, just to say hello. By the way, we're at 88 Kearney. If you want to drop off, you can just leave gifts here with our door person if you have something for us. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll break when I want to break on Christmas Eve. All right. I'll tell you what, let's do it now. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This segment also sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrain.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, so you haven't seen this new thing they're doing in San Antonio?
No.
The drum?
I just saw something, and I asked you about it. What's going on in the Alamo City?
Well, first of all, the Spurs apparently have the Thunder's number. I mean, Wemby is kryptonite for that team. But what they're doing now is Levick, after the wins, they have a drum. And so he'll start chanting or banging on the drum, dum, 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 and everybody sticks around and claps, 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 claps. And it gets really loud. And then they all, you know, celebrate. Hoo-ha.
So it's the beam. It's their version of the beam.
Kind of. I think it's
cool. What do the Warriors have?
Well, it's way cooler because Wembanyama is actually a part of it as opposed to, you know, Keon Ellis or Ronnie.
Well, don't the Warriors have... Sometimes I get a good feeling. That one? Don't they play that after wins?
Yeah, they
play. I get a good feeling. Yeah, that's their thing.
They do play that.
Yeah.
Cam confirmed it.
Yes, sir.
I kind of subconsciously know all the songs. Like, what's the song they play when they lose? You just kind of bob into it on the way out.
Well, I remember when Laker bought the team, they had... they'd come out to Michael Bublé. God, what's that song called? A New Feeling, or it's a new. Come on, help me, listeners. Yes, that one. That one.
Have you seen Bublé, by the way?
No,
he's great.
Is he really?
Yeah,
I saw. Better than like Yanni.
Yanni,
piano player who used to be married to Linda Evans.
Oh, I thought you were confusing that for Yachty, like Lil Yachty.
Like Yacht Rock.
Like Lil Boat. No, he is a rapper.
Well, so he raps.
He goes by Lil Yachty,
but he's
or Lil Boat.
Wait a minute, is he Yacht Rock or is he a rapper?
No, he's a rapper, but his name is Lil Yachty.
But that's a genre, yacht music now.
Is it?
Yacht genre. Yeah.
There are so many, I don't want to say silly, but... just confusing subgenres of music now. And it's always incredible to me how many people know all of these genres and are super familiar with identifying a song or artist within the genre. Like, I was talking to someone from KCBS yesterday, and because I went to see Fisher on Friday.
Oh, by the way, yes. Was it a zoo, like everybody said?
There were so many children.
Now, was it indoors?
Yes. It was an 18 and up event.
How... But there's
too
no
many
indoor,
children.
There's
man.
An indoor space at Moscone that'll hold 15,000.
Yeah, it's where we're going to be probably for Radio Row for the Super Bowl. It was huge.
I figured it had to be outdoors.
No, it was great. They were able to do a lot of different light centric themes with the ceiling, and they had these kind of rotating cameras that made it. Yeah, it was kind of trippy, but you could fit. Like, do you remember the convention center that we went to in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that was
huge.
It
was like that. Okay. It's massive. So it'll have enough room for all the TV sets, you know, the Pat McAfee's, ESPN, CBS, yep. NFL Network, all that stuff. And then we'll probably be, I don't know, somewhere around. But it's a really nice venue. That was the first concert that was hosted at the Moscone Center. And that's probably why it was so big. In fact, I know that it was so big because Jimmy Butler... attended the Fisher concert on Saturday after the Warriors win against Phoenix. Apparently, he was spotted somewhere. They had this elevated kind of, you know, roped off section for VIPs or also they had a kind of a handicap spot. And apparently, Jimmy Butler was just sitting in the.
What time did the concert start?
Fisher usually goes on around. I think he went on around 8:45 or 9, and he went till midnight.
Oh,
so after.
A regular Bruce Springsteen.
After the ball game. Well, Jimmy's not talking to the media nowadays, Stoney. I don't know if you've noticed this.
Is that, like, are we officially there, or it's just...
It's been like four games.
He does talk in the locker room sometimes, but he does not go into the podium unless it's the
and
postseason.
Why well, I haven't seen a quote?
Right, I haven't seen a quote from Butler in a week. At least.
And he's
right?
playing well, so I don't know what's going on
there. You know, a lot of guys are like that. They play well, and then they don't... Like... Chris Mullin, for example, you know, he was hurt for a large portion of his career. Not large, but he was hurt at different times. And when he was hurt, he was like really, he was great with the media. And then once he started playing again, like he kind of, you know, kept everything close to the vest. And certain guys, they have their little superstitions.
Speaking of talking to the media, so he didn't win any points with you, Draymond, for talking after the whole fiasco on Monday?
Well, I think, no, he doesn't get any points for talking about it, but I do think it was probably smart just to boom, get it out of the way. That, like, when they say move on, maybe that's what he's talking about. I'll just address it now and then it's over.
Yeah, but I think a lot of guys, after a situation where you, I mean, you were kind of the one at fault. I appreciate that he went up there and faced the music. Well, I guess he didn't answer it that way because he didn't really apologize, but at least he got out in front of it.
Well, like, for example, the one thing that's, I think, I don't know if the NBA's got a rule on this or not, but like if a head coach gets ejected, I think they have the choice at that point whether they do the media or not. It can be the head coach can do it, or the guy who takes over for the head coach could do it. And why I'm getting at is, you know, Finchie got run the other night.
Yeah, in the first 15 seconds of the game.
And he stuck around to do the press conference where he didn't have to. And he
was probably just to rip the officials.
They foul all the time. This team foul. They're really hard to play against. They're really frustrating. They foul all the time.
Was that
every
Phoenix?
Possession. I think it was OKC.
He got tossed against. That's a game where they actually need their head coach.
They won.
Who, the Wolves?
Oh, no, they did.
They didn't beat OKC.
No, but they're playing well. They've won three in a row now.
Well, they played the Warriors.
20-10. By the way, listening to you two talk music is hilarious. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, hell, today's free-for-all. I heard the morning show talking about college football.
Well, we got a big game
today.
We can
talk about anything.
We got a big game today,
We're talking college
Steiny.
Football. It's all on the table.
We got the Hawaii Bowl today, man.
What time?
Now, that's a good question.
I'll tell you what time it's going to be, like midnight our time.
No, it's at 5 o'clock. Dude, prime time.
So it's 2
ESPN.
O'clock in Hawaii.
Yeah. Now that, and actually, that's when the Warriors play tomorrow. I think 2 o'clock is the perfect time for a sporting event.
Well, tomorrow we're going to get that, and I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like later on, well, I guess if you're in Hawaii, it'd be at 2 o'clock, but if you're going to a game, you know, you don't have to wake up too early, but you can roll up there around, you know, 10 or 11. You have a great tailgate up until the game, and especially, I mean, Aloha Stadium's in a really nice area, so you can kind of get around, enjoy some of the sunshine.
Yeah, the nice area is called Hawaii.
No, but specific to Oahu.
Oh, look at you. Can you name all the islands right now?
Oahu.
Is that the big island?
No, that's Hawaii.
Okay, so we got Hawaii.
Which is the big island.
We've got Oahu. We've got Lanai. We've got
Kauai.
Kauai, the flower island. We've got
Maui.
Rodahana. I think we've got Molokai. Don't we have Molokai? And then we've got the one that we can't go to. What's the one that we cannot go to because it's natives only?
You know who would know this? And he's coming up at 2 o'clock,
DeVone?
Actually. Dan DeVone.
Come on, Risotto. What's the island that they don't allow people like you and me on?
Oh, Howley's?
Nah. What's that?
They're called Howley's.
No.
No.
Ni Hao? I can't.
Oh, Ni Hao. Yeah, Ni Hao.
Ni Hao.
N-I-H-A-U.
No,
Ni Hao.
I'm saying we're called Howley's.
Oh.
You and
yeah,
I.
Yeah.
You and I.
Ni Hao.
Yeah. Anyways,
you know
the
what?
Whole point is...
I'd like to know who's trying to keep me out of Ni Hao. Seriously. It's not Tuscany. Why can't I go to Ni Hao?
I'm not f***ing leaving!
You don't want to know. But there actually is something about this game that I think is interesting because I personally believe, Steiny, the whole reason that you're not a big Cal fan right now is because they were able to do what Tulane could not, and that's keep their quarterback. So you guys had to let Darian Mensah fly for, what, $7 million he left last year?
And yeah. He's gone back to Duke, by the way. He's not entering the portal.
Yeah, so while we have a few minutes here,
yeah.
California... Berkeley is paving a new path.
They're not.
In this NIL atmosphere. And you're jealous that Jaron Keawe Sungapolutele chose to stick around instead of flee for a fee. And he's going to be in Berkeley for the next 3 seasons until he goes to the NFL.
Oh, heck yeah.
Sorry, I just had to get that off my chest.
Hey, what's would Cal go this year, like 7-5?
Yeah, bowl
eligible.
They
beat Louisville, I saw.
Yeah, they did.
And Louisville beat Toledo yesterday. We can go college football all day
if
you want.
They had two top 25 wins. Thank you.
Tulane's in New Orleans.
My brother's saying Lanai. Did we already get that one?
Lanai, that's the out. I believe Larry Ellison owns the island. He owns the entire island of Lanai.
Then I want to be careful Ellison. About what I say next.
Of course, Joe Lacob beat him to a pulp when they were bidding for the Warriors. Lacob's 1-0 against Larry Ellison.
You think Ellison is still mad about that?
No. He wasn't going to really... No, he was not mad about that.
He's now the richest man in the world.
I thought that
he is, right? Yeah, Ellison's the richest guy in the world.
In the world? I thought there was a...
He's up there.
Well, yeah, he is certainly one of them. But where do you think the Warriors are if Larry Ellison buys the team?
It is a great, great question, because he, too, would have inherited Steph Curry. I don't know. Maybe he would have said, yeah, we would have won six because we wouldn't have thrown away a couple. I don't know.
Do you think they have Chase Center?
Yes, they do have Chase Center. You want to hear something?
What?
That I'd heard about Larry Ellison and if he'd gotten the Warriors.
Oh, Zucky's got Ellison right now.
No, he doesn't.
Please.
They got to split the money because they're twins, right?
30-plus billion.
No, I'm thinking of the twins that they bought Facebook, that he bought Facebook from, right? Weren't there twins that got hosed?
From the movie? I think they were rowers. No, I'm talking about... Yeah, Zucky's doing all right. Weirdo.
All right, Hassan in Dublin. Hey, Hassan, how you doing? I'll tell you what Larry Ellison, I heard he was thinking about. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. First of all, Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you and your families.
You too.
I have a question for you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
About a possible trade, I'm not saying it should happen. Why is there a possibility that Warriors can get Wiggins back? Can they put together a package where they can get Wiggins back?
Hmm.
That's my question.
Probably. I mean, if they'd really want him.
You know what?
You know, what's he make? Probably 25? He makes 25. He's still in that contract the Warriors gave him, right?
Trade him. Just go get him back. Yeah, thanks for...
I mean, yeah, if I could...
You know what?
Yes. Right now, I would trade Kuminga for Wiggins. Why not?
Well,
I don't think they would.
They might. They've lost 8 of 9.
If you're the Warriors, would you give up Kuminga and something protected?
For Wiggins?
For Wiggins.
No.
You wouldn't.
Not a pick.
Protected. That's why I didn't say unprotected, because I think unprotected, everybody says no.
Maybe. All right. You want me to be honest? You know what they're saying about...
Ideally, you could move him for Draymond.
Yeah. I think I would try to look a little bit higher than Wiggins.
Okay.
But you know what they're saying about Wiggins right now in Miami?
I can only imagine.
They're saying the exact same thing about Andrew Wiggins as we said about Andrew Wiggins before the championship, which is this guy is just... What does Dibs call him? K-Wig?
Yeah.
He just floats.
I mean,
that's one of the reasons I think the Warriors actually could get him, is I don't think he's very well liked in Miami. Now, he shows up every game, and he's healthy, and he starts, and he plays 30 minutes a night, but he's just a floater. I mean, the Miami Heat are 15-15.
God,
same place as the Warriors. Yeah, they got off to a good start this year.
They did.
Look, you know what? Actually, I shouldn't say that, because right now the Warriors cannot dismiss any possibility when it comes to the trade market, because they have to be evaluating all options as far as how to improve. I don't think that Wiggins gets you to the next level, but heck, maybe if you're going to move Draymond Green to the bench, you bring in another forward, and that forward would be Andrew Wiggins.
I mean, that's not a terrible idea. The other thing about Kuminga now is it's almost irrelevant what his potential is, because he's been a net zero this year for the Warriors. So if they get a player back, even though the player might not be as good as Kuminga, he might have more of a role than Kuminga, because Kuminga doesn't have much of a role. Let's go to Bud in Oakland. Hey, Bud.
What's good, fellas? Happy holidays, man.
Yes, sir. Same to you.
So listen, right, you guys actually just came up with the perfect pun and, like, headline for Miami Dolphins fans when you said 2 o'clock, because Tua is on the clock right now.
I like it.
That's good, bud.
2 o'clock. Yeah, so listen, right, I just want to talk a little bit about the Draymond Green conundrum that's going on. You know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, then it must be a duck. Draymond Green has been this since he's come into the league. Everyone knows that he's been this sporadic. I don't know why people act like it's something new to them now. What Draymond Green brings to the Warriors, he's the enforcer. You guys want that for the team. Now, I understand he may get out of control at times, you know, arguing with the coach. He's fired up. He's upset. You should want somebody on the team that's fired up. Nobody else is. Draymond Green is the enforcer. What he brings to the team, nobody else brings that to the team. If you take Draymond out the equation, the Warriors are soft. You name somebody on the team who's going to get under the other guy's skin, who's going to get in somebody's face, who's going to make somebody else on the other team get play out of character. Kevin Garnett did the same thing when he was with the Timberwolves. He was their guy. He was the one who got under people's skin. When Kevin Garnett left the Timberwolves, they were soft for years. And before we got Draymond, before Curry and Klay came to the Warriors, the Warriors were nobody. And we all remember those days, the dog days of Warriors, going to the games for $2 on Wednesdays and whatnot. The Warriors were soft. So you tell me who's going to bring that intensity for the Warriors game in and game out if you take Draymond out the equation. And we got to remember, man, you have to be careful what you wish for, because one day you're going to get it. We all know Draymond, his day is a number. And that's because he's on the other side of basketball age. So is Curry, and so is Klay, who we don't have anymore. So all I'm saying is, you know, people need to appreciate what he brings to the Warriors, because when he's gone, I can't name somebody who's going to do the things he does, whether it's, you know, assist-wise, game-wise, or if he's just getting under people's skin. And I also think that the Warriors possibly could make a trade to get Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson back to the Warriors. Thank you for taking the call, fella.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate the call. I mean, the only thing I would I would challenge you on is what you said, what he brings game in and game out. Like, that's the problem right now. He's not doing it game in and game out. He's only showing flashes, and not as many as he has in the past. So I believe that Kerr's trying to figure this out, and I think that you can't tell me they haven't had internal dialogue about the idea of bringing Draymond off the bench. If for no other reason than they've had it before, clearly, because they made a decision to bring him off the bench in the past.
Well, the problem is, the caller's right. There is no one else on the team that can do what Draymond Green has brought to the Warriors. His skill set is, it's been so versatile. It's the reason why the Warriors, for the better part of a decade, they've been a dynasty. The issue is he's not doing those things anymore. He's right. There is no one else that can do those things, but neither can Draymond every single game. And that's why he's turning the ball over so much. I think that's why he got so frustrated the first game that he probably felt like he was playing well against Orlando, but Kerr challenged him and he was probably just like, damn, get off my ass. Like,
right.
I made one mistake and you're going to jump me. But that's the problem is I think he's, I brought this up with you and Gu a few weeks back. His body language, the way he's talking, and even kind of the way he's playing it, it reminds me a lot of Klay Thompson's last season, where it feels like he still has those nights where you say, damn, that's Draymond. But it's almost like he's trying to prove through his play that he's still the old Draymond Green. And he's still talking like he's the old Draymond Green.
Right.
But the reality is, he's an old Draymond Green. And that is not going to help the Warriors go to where they want to go.
Yeah, the other thing I took notice of on Monday after the game was, so I think, and this is just my speculation, Draymond turned it over and he called timeout after they got a bucket on the other end. I don't think there's any doubt Draymond took that personally and probably thought he was trying to call him out in some kind of way, humiliate or embarrass him. I did notice in the post game when Kerr was asked about it, he almost, I felt, made a point to say, yeah, I thought we lost our focus there. Like, he made sure not to say, well, you know, I was upset Draymond turned it over. So that was Steve Kerr's way of saying it wasn't just Draymond. It was all of us had lost our focus at that point. Yeah. So that they avoided at least that confrontation where Kerr can say, look, it wasn't because of you. It was because of where we were at in the particular game at that time.
Yeah, and I think he also is... Kerr's talking on eggshells about Draymond Green a lot more. And I think it's because he's in kind of a fragile spot, or at least fragile for him. You know, I think he knows that he's lost a step. He still has it some nights, but, you know, it's funny also, Bud brought up Kevin Garnett, and Bud's absolutely right. Those last few seasons, or the last year really, that Kevin Garnett was in the league, he was the Minnesota Timberwolves enforcer. But that team was 29-53. I mean, my lasting image of Kevin Garnett, his final year with the Timberwolves, is him trying to fight Dwight Howard. It's not winning games. It's not scoring points. It's not blocking shots. It's not being a good teammate. It's trying to muck it up and start stuff, which, by the way, Draymond Green had a chance to do 2 games ago against Dylan Brooks, and he didn't do it. So if Draymond Green is really on the team to be this enforcer and be this physical presence, I'm not even seeing that from him.
Not on a consistent basis anymore. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steinmetz and Giddings in with you Christmas Eve. Hopefully everybody's doing great out there, spending time with the family, having a little fun listening to us. And on the other side, I'm going to finish up here with the Warriors, and then Evan's going to make a proclamation about the San Francisco 49ers. So we'll get to them around the noon hour.
Now, I think people should like what I'm going to say.
Oh,
but knowing Niners fans the way I do, I'm starting to think maybe they won't.
Oh.
Oh.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Pasta.
One more time.
There was a kid that called in the Willard and Dibbs the other
one
day.
One more time.
Oh.
Oh, that's cute. All right. Let's see. Warriors Wednesday. It is one, and it's brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Segment also brought to you by Kalshi. Trade on anything.
Oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.